Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah, Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I can confirm that there's frost. As the sun is coming up, it's going to melt. But it's freezing outside, and we're still pretty damn frosty over here, which is, you know, doesn't look good for our citrus, Vinny. It's a good thing you picked all your lemons.
34 as I left my house this morning to drive down the street to my work, which is a weird thing to say, since I'm used to driving for well over an hour.
Yes.
Or about an hour, but either way.
Apartment, sure.
It was cold this morning. It's the sun is out though. It's bright blue and beautiful. So good day ahead. Probably chilly. Probably in the 50s, like mid to high 50s, but still nice.
Good day for hard labor outside.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yes.
Hard labor.
But when I say I'm going to do that, yes, I'll be watching that happen.
So you're the foreman.
And I'm the foreperson.
Okay.
I know.
The Radio Alice Report.
I bet your workers love having you around.
Oh, my God. Richard just loves me.
I'm sure. Anyway, this Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app you get for your phone, and then you can listen to radio, this fine station, this fine show. Anywhere you go, you bring it on your phone with you through Radio.com.
There we are. Nice to be there.
And that app has billions invested in research and development. The thing works like a charm. Oh. You're going to love
winning.
It.
Duh.
Smooth and wonderful, says App Magazine.
They only talk about the best apps in that magazine, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
The very best.
Here's what's happening.
Come on.
Millions more Californians became eligible for vaccines today. Here's who they are. Transit workers, homeless individuals, and people ages 16 to 64 with high-risk conditions can now book appointments pending availability. So that's obviously the issue is, do we have enough vaccines?
Right.
They come and go. And, you know, some we go, oh, my God, there's so many. There's huge availability coming. And then other places are like, there's no appointments.
Yeah,
you're nuts.
No, we don't have those.
Right. So anyway, that's something that you can start looking into if you're interested. Millions of more Californians qualify for the COVID-19 vaccine starting now. I also was just reading about, let me see if I can find it in a short period of time, but they're starting to do the tests with the vaccine on kids now. And that was something that I hadn't really paid close enough attention to, which was, you know, the tests have to be done separately for kids and adults.
Uh-huh.
So this thing got cleared for adults, but Moderna is now testing COVID-19 vaccine on children as young as 6 months.
Wow.
And the weird thing is,
somebody's letting their 6-month-old be the first.
Yeah. That's the weird thing is I absolutely want to credit them for doing it. But I also, on the other hand, if asked, can we, you know, put this in your 6-month-old? I fear I'd say, I'm going
to
wait.
Just
I'm going to wait
daughter.
Let you figure
daughter
that one out
strong
for a
like
while.
Wool. We give to her. She live, we take.
Trip out, huh?
Yeah, that is a that's a thing.
So they're doing that as we speak, and my
we
hope
that someone with so many children, they're like, I didn't even realize I had a 6-month-old. Yes, you can test it on all my children. It's fine.
my sincerest hope is that these tests are done and that it's positive, you know, the results are good.
Right.
And that it's something available before the fall school season. Because
get everyone vaccinated.
What we
that,
really
right.
need, I know they're trying desperately to salvage this year, but I think what most people really need is to know that come next year, we're at full force. Next fall, you know, next year I say, but I mean this fall. I would like to know that all the kids are going back. Like, get
all
out of the house.
Them.
Get
out. All of them. The whole day. All the teachers
go
are there.
School,
all the kids are there.
Go play with your friends.
I'll pick you
do
up.
Do your
after
damn homework.
School. Right.
Don't be around going, I'm bored. Mm. Can I use the iPad?
Yes, you can. Now get out of my face.
Can you sign me into the Xbox?
You got it. Let's do it.
Hey, Dad, guess what? I don't know.
Oh, God,
some
I hate
weird
that.
Way to bring up Xbox again, I'm guessing.
How did you know?
Xbox? I wasn't going to say that, but you know, Xbox has... Oh, God. Jeez. You're just too easy to read. Mm. Anyway.
Mm. Get your clothes and get out.
Yeah. Anyway, hopefully the vaccine
kids.
Test on the young children as young as 6 months go well. Fingers crossed.
Well, sure. I wish that for everyone with a six-month-old who's participating.
Crazy,
I hope it goes well.
Would Berkeley have been given over at 6 months?
No.
I doubt it. Yeah.
Nope.
I mean, it's really brave.
Yeah. Yeah, Wright might have, though. I mean, honestly, I was so over kids by the time that kid was 6 months old.
Right.
What, by kids the way, I should have mentioned. All right, take one. That's fine.
I should have mentioned this at the top. Don't forget, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. And March Madness starts on Thursday. So those are two big events over the next couple days this week. I don't know really what happens for St. Patrick's Day anymore.
Corned beef and cabbage is what happens for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're gonna have a big old corned beef. Love it.
Dating is hopefully coming back as we emerge from hiding. And I thought this was fun. Well, first of all, I can't remember if I. Oh, the tackiest thing ever is how I. It's, this is your headline.
Yeah, let's hear it.
A woman left outraged by date's dehumanizing request and calls it the tackiest thing ever.
Okay.
Okay. We've heard this one before, though.
Oh.
And I will speak to it in a second, but let me tell you the story first. You go on dates.
Mm-hmm.
That's what single people do. Days after you pay for your date's meal, is it okay to ask them to split the bill? One man seems to think so. Just last month, a guy who'd been on three dates with this lady wrote her and said, "Hi, Alex. Hope you're doing well." That's the message. Starts innocent enough. Then it goes on to say, "Would you mind letting me know what your Venmo is? The reason I ask is since you and I won't be seeing each other anymore, it's only fair to ask for equal payment from you for the dates we went on. I believe it was three separate times we went out to bars and restaurants where I paid for both of us each time. I'd say $35 is more than fair for your food and drinks that I got you during each of those dates."
For three dates, I would think she's getting a bargain there. So, of course, she ponied right up, right?
Well, no, she went out to say the audacity, the tackiness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, I've heard the opinion. It's not my opinion, and I'm not joking, and I do not believe it. But I've heard the opinion that is, you know, look, the dinner is the crowbar, you know, I'm trying to crowbar your knees open. Come on. What's happening here? Well, I don't believe that. I think that is pretty weak.
Yeah. And I didn't buy you dinner, so you do me.
Right. And I've heard that. You're going to pay one way or another. You might as well get a hooker. What? What is that attitude? I cannot understand that.
It's people who like hookers who say that. They're just like, look, I'm just skipping the middleman, which is the dinner.
Anyway, I would like. So this person is, you know, out there in the dating pool who believes if, you know, I take you out for three dates and you don't want to see me for a fourth, you owe me money. I believe, young man, that you asked someone out. You didn't connect. The end. Move on down the road.
Right.
Give me my money back.
No.
Give me my money back,
you bitch.
No. A lot of people did come to this guy's defense, though, as she posted it. He invested time and money in a relationship, and since the relationship was a waste of time, he doesn't want it to waste be a waste of money, too.
Investments are always a crapshoot, so it's like gambling.
You know what? If you don't like the dating deal, then change it up front.
Yeah. Okay, up if we front. Split the tab, and you know what? If someone said, let's split the tab, I would say, okay. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
It's pathetic to go back after because you didn't get what you were in it for.
Right. What he's saying is I was paying this money into the prospect of doing you.
Right.
And since you didn't do me, you owe me. No, I don't know you.
It's just one of those things where maybe this is a generational thing. You know, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Tinder has a new feature that they're going to be running very soon. This is a new story, not related to that last
but
one.
But still about dating.
Right. The company that runs Tinder and also owns Match.com, Hinge, OkCupid, and a bunch of other dating sites just announced they're going to start letting users run background checks on their dates.
Oh, wait. Tell me about this. I heard about this.
You'll have to pay for the service, and they haven't said how much yet. But they say this could start rolling out in the next few months before the summer dating season gets, you know, going.
Am I a little bit weirded out? But, like, I clearly have to give actual information about myself for them to do a background check on me. So I guess because they got my credit card, they can do that? I just don't want OkCupid looking into my background.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, are they going to provide a credit score? Like, you know,
yeah,
like,
it just seems invasive.
Well, I mean, it is invasive, but if you want someone to trust you enough to meet... Look, I'll tell you now that I got daughters, and I've never been someone who was dangerous to go on a date with, but I'll tell you, now that I have daughters, I would be like, yeah, check that fool out.
Mm.
Of course he wants to take you out. You're great looking, but, you know, let's... How about we...
What are his intentions?
We make sure we know this person's not an axe murderer. Maybe that's on his resume.
Right. Look, even Axe, if he did his time, I'm sure he's reformed. One Axe murder? Come on, Vin. God, he's going to have to carry... There's a weight he's got to carry the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Thanks to Tinder.
You
he
do.
He was number one in a park.
just over 20% of people said... So, like, less than a quarter of the people say they aren't interested in looking up someone's history before a date. Not interested.
Mm. Let me guess, they're all men.
Yeah, maybe
yeah, that's
it.
No,
I don't need to know if she's an axe murderer. I'm guessing I can fight her off.
She's hot.
Oh, she's hot. I'm into her. That's I don't care about her history. In fact, I don't want to know.
59% of people say they definitely do want to get info on someone before a date. So that's pretty good. Like, you know, there's a percentage of people, women and more, who would probably like that. And I think that's good. I mean, I wish we didn't need that.
Yeah.
And I've really kind of liked that online dating lost its stigma of being cheesy and, you know, whoa,
people do
you're
it all
so
the time,
pathetic.
Right. Yeah.
You can't meet a person in person. Well, no. How am I going to do that unless I date someone at work?
And that's really not, that's frowned upon.
Right.
Dating people at work.
Well, I mean, you couple bad situations and you go, what am I doing?
They start saying to you, listen, you're about to get fired. We can't take this anymore.
I'm running out of job options here. I keep dating everybody. Yikes. Anyway, so that's something that Tinder is going to do. I wanted to mention this real quick. Toys R Us went away. You know, a lot of companies have. Mm-hmm. But the brand management company that invested heavily in the Toys R Us brand is bringing them back.
Oh,
and so we're going to see Toys R Us stores come back here in America very soon. I like it.
That's actually great news. We were just talking about this.
I like the idea of local toy stores. We've tried to support them through the years when we do our Marines, Toys mm-hmm. for Tots, drives. But I also think Toys R Us, there's a market for just a store that a kid can walk into and lose their mind in.
Yeah. We used to go to Toys R Us just to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, yeah. I was like, well, why don't I take the kids to Toys R Us this afternoon?
Right.
And then I'd be like, they'd be like, oh, I want to be like, we're going to get this game called Trouble. It's just like the old days.
Ew.
Ooh, have you guys ever played Parcheesi? This is fun.
You know what I played last night? Have you ever played cribbage?
Oh, yeah. I love cribbage.
You love cribbage?
Love it. There's so much. It's such a deeply layered game. I love cribbage.
It is too deeply layered to learn in one playing, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
and I feel like I've played
it
before, but I got my ass kicked at it last night. And I
think
she was
play?
Just. Yeah, she
oh
plays.
My God.
She loves
we,
it.
We would have so much fun playing that, Vinny. God, I wish you guys lived near me.
She
I love cribbage.
Loves it.
I grew up playing cribbage. My dad used to make cribbage boards.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he had his little, you know, wood shop downstairs, and he'd be down there making his cribbage boards, and he'd have like
last night
nails.
I had that look on my face like, well, I've had about enough of this. I'm headed upstairs, and she went, "Hey, you want to play cribbage?" And I went, "Oh no.
Cribbage.
I'm caught in a bear trap."
I love
ah!
it. It's so fun.
So I sat down to play and we had fun, but I definitely was like, "Oh man, oh,
15,
this
two
is
into
be...
his four.
I really don't want to have my head kicked in a game I don't know how to play before bedtime, but all right, let's do it.
It'll make you feel better.
Yeah. Well, and that's exactly how I got my head kicked in.
You can play it with teams, too. It's really like...
And even worse, it's a counting game, too, by the way.
Yes, so it's full on math. Quick,
oh, there I am like
math
going,
in your head.
Oh, God.
And we play where if you miscount your cards, I get the points you didn't take.
What?
Yep. So
okay,
be a good
so then
counter.
You also play with full, no problem, on display finger counting, right?
No.
What?
And I've played in a couple tournaments.
What?
Yeah, I love cribbage. When I say I love it, I love it.
Oh, boy. Mm. All right, well, then you and Christina.
Oh, my
on
God.
That, on that
we could
trip
be a team,
Boston,
maybe. We'll be playing it all the time. I have a little travel board. We can bring that.
Cribbage, oh, geez. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 650, the first one I see. Love, love, love cribbage. We
oh
play
God,
multiple
cribbage.
Times a month.
Oh, so good. So fun.
415 says, as Charlie Sheen famously said, you don't pay a hooker for sex, you pay her to leave.
Oh.
I didn't know that one, but okay. Very profound.
Well, for him, that's true, because they're like, oh, I get to do Charlie Sheen? Boy, you should see some of the other jamokes I have to do. Oh, I have to leave? I was going to stay. I wanted to be one of your goddesses.
Every date, this is from 562. I have no idea where that is. Mm. Every date I've gone on, I split the bill. I want to be treated as an equal in the relationship and for money to never be an issue. That's
well,
great. But
go.
If a guy asks you out and he pays, that's... That's great, too. It's fine.
It's
he
fine.
Asked you out. But right. This whole let me get my money back because it didn't work out is, frankly, super pathetic.
It's just silly.
It's embarrassing.
It is.
562 is L.A.
Oh, what?
Wow. Mm-hmm. We've added another code, huh?
Okay. California just keeps adding codes. All right. Being a single woman in the Bay Area is the worst. Be a man. Pay for the date. Yeah, I agree. And I know that's old school and we've got changes happening before our very eyes, but seriously, like.
Well, frankly, whatever you decide, that's what happens. And you don't get to ask for money back later. Like
after
fact. I was giving it my best shot. It didn't work out.
Right.
I don't get any money back.
I'm out of time, but I'll read the rest of your texts. We still have time for you to send them in, though. 800-400-3697 is the number. It's Alice at 973.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.